The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to the second service of today, and for those of you who are following online, Facebook and Podbean, we are coming to you from Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Pig Farm Down near Ebony Hotel. May the Lord bless you for joining us, and as you have joined, open up your heart and let the Word of God bless you. Before we continue, as we did in the morning service, we are privileged to have a visiting pastor in our midst. This man taught me Sunday school many years ago at North Kanisha Assemblies of God, and he's a retired senior minister. Retired. So if he taught me Sunday school, then you should know that he's my senior. And I had a call from him that, God willing, he would like to fellowship with us today. And during the morning service, the Lord led him to give us a word. And since he has decided to stay for the second service, I want us to also benefit from his greetings and his prophetic word. So join me, let's welcome Reverend Kwansa, retired.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Good morning to all of you. I first of all want to thank Reverend and Mrs. Reverend Jalali Boja for the great work done here. And I bless you, deacons and members, for cooperating with them to have this building to this stage. I have a message for you. This message I gave to the general superintendent in the first month of 2018, that his chair will be competed for at General Council. But God assures him that he will maintain the seat so that the work he has begun, he completes it. And the same word is given to Reverend Delali Boja and the wife and you church members here. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel, or Reverend Dr. Delali Boja, have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. As I'm saying, God is going to open avenues of blessings to all of you so that you have enough to contribute towards the cause of finishing this project. In the next few years to come, the shortest few years, this building will be totally completed. I'm convinced that as I send the message to the general superintendent, that the Lord led him to complete the project, and now it is occupied. So the Lord will lead this church to complete this project in the shortest possible years. God bless you. Stay blessed. Cooperate with the pastors. Be humble to the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord, and you will be blessed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Senior Reverend Kwansa. May the Lord bless you. for such a powerful prophetic word. Yes, we were all brought up under the same senior pastor, North Kandisha Assemblies of God. He pastored in Adan and also worked in our regional office and has gone on retirement a few years ago. May the Lord bless you. I want to just let you know of this. By the grace of God, the church, we have bought new drums at the cost of 2,500 Ghana cedis. And then the church has also purchased a new digital mixer and cables. Mixer, cables, and cymbals worth 28,100 cedis. Some brethren in the church have also contributed to purchase a new set of drums at 6,000 Ghana cedis. Some members of the music department have also purchased cordless microphones at 3,600 cedis. Our brother, Mr. Samuel Kabute, has paid for the stage box at 6,000 cedis. Stage box at 6,000 cedis. Hallelujah. I want to say that these brethren have opened doors for themselves. You have ushered yourself into another realm. You have indeed touched the heart of God, and God will never disappoint you. God will ensure that you are fulfilled in every way. May the Lord bless you. On behalf of the church board and on my own behalf, I want to say, may the Lord bless you for everything you have done. Amen. This morning, we want to look into the word of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 to 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 to 22. Jeremiah 1, 11. Isaiah 55, 8 to 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11. Is that verse 11? When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace. Let me read that again. What he had purposed to do, succeeded carrying out all he had in mind to do. What do you have in mind to do for the Lord? I'm asking somebody, what do you have in mind to do for God? If he is really your heavenly father, what do you have in mind to do for God? What do you have in mind to do for his temple? What do you have in mind to do for his servant? What do you have in mind? Solomon had in mind to build a temple for the Lord. Yes, he had in mind. Such a person, no wonder, will hear directly from God. Yes, continue from verse 12. The Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and I've chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, take note of this. As for you, If you walk before me faithfully, as your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David, your father, when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor to rule over Israel. But, take note of this also, but if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them, and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword and an object of ridicule among all people. This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will be appalled and say, why has the Lord done such thing to this land and to this temple? People will answer, because they have forsaken the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt, and have embraced other gods, worshipping and serving them. That is why he brought all this disaster on them. Amen. I am speaking on the theme, the price and responsibility for clearance for possibility. Or clearance and possibility. The price and responsibility for clearance and possibility. The price we need to pay for that prophetic word, for that dream that the Lord has given to us. Yes, Solomon had in mind to build a temple for the Lord. And because of that, the Lord appeared to him. And the Lord promised that as long as you keep walking in my ways, your throne will be established forever. But the very moment you turn away from my ways, that will be the end. People say God has spoken, and so it is settled. Who tells you so? Who tells you so? Yes. God has spoken. Isaiah 55, from verse 8, says that, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The word of God is not supposed to go back to God empty. So it shall not return to me empty. It means that it returns. It means that it returns. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. The word of God is supposed to return to God in the form of a testimony. A testimony. The word that God has released must go back to him and report that this is what I have accomplished. Anytime God speaks, God is inside his word. Any dream he has given, he is behind that dream. God does not just speak. He speaks living words. He is inside his word, and he is backing the dream he has given to you. However, there is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. He told Solomon, yes, what you have asked, I have given you. But as long as you remain with me, the very moment you turn, it will also turn. When you turn away, it will also turn away. When you turn away from my ways, My blessings will also turn away from your ways. Somebody will have to write that down. When you turn away from God's ways, His blessings will also turn away from your ways. It's the God we serve. When you turn away from God's ways, His blessings will also turn away from your ways. You'll be walking on dry paths. Your life becomes dry. Your life becomes unfruitful because you have cut yourself off from the fruit-giving tree, from the fruit-bearing tree. Remember, the Bible said that we are branches. We are branches. Jesus Christ is the main branch. Yes, in John chapter 15, He says that I am the vine and you are the branches. I am the vine and you are the branches. The blessings continue to flow as long as we stay connected. That is the price. That's the price to be paid. So those who say, oh, the Lord has spoken. He has spoken. So it will come to pass. There is always a price to pay. In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 11 and 12, God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? Say, I see almond, a branch of an almond tree. I replied. And then God said, God said, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Look, God is watching over that word He has spoken to you. He is watching over that dream He has given to you. God is watching. God, it is God's passionate desire that that word becomes fulfilled in your life. It is God's passionate desire that that word manifests powerfully in your life. That is God's passionate desire for you. But there is a price to be paid. There is a price to be paid. There is a price to be paid. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, Daniel was reading the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 25, 11. Daniel was reading Jeremiah 25, 11. And when he read Jeremiah 25, 11 and found out that their captivity was supposed to last for 70 years, and 70 years had come and they were still in captivity, Daniel decided to begin to pray and found out, why is it that the word of God for 70 years is not being fulfilled? So we see that prayer in Daniel chapter 9 from verse 1. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the dissolution of Jerusalem will last 70 years. So I came to the Lord God and pleaded with Him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps His covenant of love with those who love Him and keep His commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servant, the prophet, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the Lord, of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings our princes and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. This was what you have fulfilled, the word spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. And that the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Church, the word of God is a double-edged sword. It cuts positively and it cuts negatively. Yes. And you have to pay the price of fasting and praying and confessing. But you got to know the reason why the captivity was becoming longer. You see, it is because the whole nation has transgressed against my word. So it was in that prayer, when you read Daniel chapter 10, that we have that famous, passage where the angel Gabriel was sent to the answer to Daniel, and the prince of Persia resisted angel Gabriel for 21 days until angel Michael was sent to come and help Daniel. What am I saying? There is a price to be paid for everything. There is a price to be paid. I just mentioned the Temple of Solomon. Yes. I just mentioned the Temple of Solomon. The promise that God made. But he said to Solomon, if you turn away from me, this same temple will become a rubble. Indeed, Solomon turned away. Yes, Solomon turned away. And that temple, only a wall, a small portion of a wall is left. We call it the Wailing Wall or the Western Wall in Israel. Yes, anytime you go to Israel, no one goes to Israel without going there. I know it shall not be long. We shall start organizing trips to Israel. I say we shall start organizing trips to Israel. 2008, the first time I went there, we were at the Wailing Wall when we saw a politician that we knew that he wasn't a Christian. Everybody was shocked. This politician was wearing the kippah and was also praying at the wall. Wow! Everybody was seeking God. Yes. But you see, that is even the backsliding temple. If Solomon had not backslided, the whole temple would have been hot standing. But because he backslided, only rebels are left. Just to show how powerful the word of God is. Beloved, it is not about whether God has spoken or not. What are you doing with the word of God? Every prophetic word or promise from God or inspired dream comes with a price tag and a responsibility. The price you pay determines what you get. The price also determines the quality and quantity of what comes to you. Mark chapter 9 verse 23 says, everything is possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. Everything is possible to him who believes. If only you can pay the price. If only you can pay the price. The word believe is a price tag and the responsibility on your side. The word beliefs always portray actions. Actions that you need to take on the word or on the dream or prophecy by the leading of the Holy Spirit. through prayer. There are some actions that must involve that word. Don't receive the word and go to sleep. Don't receive the dream and go to sleep. Don't sacrifice and go to sleep. Don't sow and go to sleep. Yes. Why is it so? Yes. Matthew 13:24-34 teaches us Jesus Christ in the parable of the farmer who went to sow good seeds or wheat. But while men slept, an enemy went to sow hard. Tears. In Genesis chapter 15, from verse 1 down to 12, God asked Abraham to bring some animals and cut them so that he will enter into a covenant with Abraham and his descendants. Whilst Abraham had cut the animals, he was waiting on the presence, the glory of God to pass through. Look, it is not easy to walk with God. You need to die to your flesh. And whilst Abraham was waiting, the Lord was not coming. And he began to fall asleep. In the process of dozing off, the Bible says that strange birds or vultures came on the sacrifice. They wanted to eat the sacrifice. But Abraham caught up and drove them away. If those vultures had touched the sacrifice, it would have rendered the sacrifice unholy. And the sacrifice will not be accepted. Those strange birds of vultures, they represent demons. They represent offenses. They represent anger. After we have sacrificed, after we have done well, we allow offense, we allow anger, we allow other things to drive us away. How many times haven't you met people, sometimes drunkards? Some of them, you meet them in a very bad state. When they tell you, oh, I was singing in the choir in my church. I was an usher in my church. I was so and so. Oh, I've been a Christian before. I'm so and so. But today, what are you? What has happened to you? The same person today, because of offense, because of worldliness. Yes. When I came here, look, people contributed. This place, most of the people who carry the sand, carry things to lay this foundation, they are no longer in the church. They are no longer in the church. Because of what? Offenses. Vultures have driven you away. Vultures have defiled your sacrifice. Say, oh Lord, I will not allow any vulture, any strange bird to defile my sacrifice, to defile my commitment, to defile my service, to defile my faithfulness. Help me, O Lord, not to allow any vulture, any demon, any anger, any offense, anything to cut me off for my sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. The car park there. That land. We were to pay 6 million. Thank God, Dikemati is sitting there. Dikemati has done very well. Let's clap for him. That man, he has done very well. Here is the father. Daddy Anthony, the late. I believe that he's in heaven, maybe watching us like how we watch TV now. That's how they watch us. Yes. They have been a blessing to this church. That land, when we were to buy it, 6 million those days. Today, it is what? 600 Ghana cedis. All the church could raise in 1 year or whatever, all the church could raise was what? 3 million. After everything, when heaven came down, all the ability of the church for 1 year was what? 3 million. Today is 300 cities. I remember this brother came to me. Some of us, the Kemati, will know him. Some, he came. He said, Pastor, the Lord that reminded me of an investment I made, the Lord said I should go and bring that money. 3 million. That brother went and brought that money. We added it and went and paid. In fact, we paid the first 3 million and it took another 6 months before that brother came and said that. Do you know that that brother who paid, who helped to pay more than half of the land where the car park is now, do you know how he died? Out of anger. There were rumors, there were things. A group of people lured him out of the church. They left the church. We are leaving the church into your hands. He left the church. He became a drunkard. He fell sick. He was carried to Kitaa. He was sent to a shrine. He died in a shrine. He died in a shrine. He died in a shrine. Deliverance Assembly. We used to have a song, which is the signature of deliverance. Only in deliverance you find that song. Maumet Tronak Bereo. When that song is sung, Maumet Tronak Bereo. The one who composed the song was from the church. The lead singer from the church. But do you know the way the one who composed the song died? Do you know the way he died? He died as a drunkard. He died as a pauper. He was leading our melodians. In fact, he helped to establish the melodians. But he didn't die as a child of God. And the lead singer today, he's a chief somewhere. All that group is scattered. We have allowed vultures to scatter our sacrifices. You are sitting down here today. 5 years to come, where will you be? Are you just building? You painted these places. You fixed this altar. You bought this pulpit. You are fixing the building. And 5 years to come, because of an offense, because somebody said something, because pastor offended me, because an usher looked at me in a way, because a group of people say we don't like pastor again, so we are leaving. So you also leave? Excuse me. Excuse me to you, the word is the most foolish thing that you can ever do to yourself. Abraham stayed and drove away the vultures. It will not be long. People will start talking to you. Yes, this church, this pastor. Do you know what the devil is doing? He is cutting you off. He is cutting you off. Yes. I heard somebody had relocated. He didn't tell me. He's fellowshipping somewhere and this and that. And one of the, this thing is that this church, they talk too much. And I said, do you know something? People want to go to places they are not known to continue their bad life. To continue their bad lifestyle. Because here, they are known. The things they are doing, people are seeing. Listen to me. It is good for a church to talk. A church that they talk, not gossip. A church that they talk about your matter. Hey, this thing, stop. It's not good. I will tell pastor, this is so and so. It is for your own salvation. You go and hide yourself somewhere where no one knows you. You keep on drinking. You keep on womanizing. You keep on going to nightclubs. You keep on living the life you want to live. And hide. Some pastors will not even descend. They give such a position. They quickly give them position, especially when they look at the car the person came with. They keep not in deliverance assemblies of God. Not here. Not here. Never. Not here. Here. The Spirit of God will rule here. I'm telling you. Not here. I will do only when God says, do it. Yes. Mr. Walker was sitting down for 10 years that the wife married him from Baptist and brought him to deliverance. 10 years. He was sitting at the back there. 10 years. One day I was preaching, passing, when I tap him. When I just got there, the Lord said his time has come. Begin to use him. Begin to use him. And I tap him. I say, please. After church, see me. He came. I said, what can you do? The Lord said, I should start. He said, Pastor, this month is exactly my 10th year in this church. He sat down for 10 years. I was watching him. I haven't heard from the Lord. Beloved, what price are you paying for that prophetic word? How are you going to end? How is life going to end with you in the church? Oh, we carry concrete. Oh, we did this. Oh, it is not about that. How are you going to end? Many people I came to meet here, only few are still left. Only few are left. People have sacrificed and sweated, but they were not smart. They allow vultures to drive them away from the church. Some have even made a covenant, I would never marry. Some, in order to leave the church, they allow men from outside to come and marry them. Just to avoid the church. To avoid what they have made. But they have forgotten that whatever you are doing, you will reap. Listen to me, church. Anytime the word of God, as I'm preaching, is coming to you, it assumes different forms. If the problem that you needs a hammer to break it, the word will be coming like a hammer to break that problem. It will be coming like a bulldozer to remove that mountain. It will be coming like something, like a weapon. That's how the word of God proceeds. When it is coming. Yes, it comes like a hammer. It comes like a bulldozer. It comes like a saw. It comes like a scalpel. If you need operation, it comes to cut that place. That is why we need the word of God. You need to align your life with the word. That's why we need Sunday school. Church. Put your life in alignment with the word. The Bible says that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Even as your soul does not prosper. Are you prospering? Are you prospering? God, you say I should prosper. I am not prospering. God, you say I should be in good health, but I am always sick. No. I bring my life into alignment. That is what we must do to the word. That's a fight of good faith. Fight of faith is a fight of the word. Ensuring that your life aligns with what God says. Nothing less and nothing more. Look at how your life is. What has God spoken? What has God said? Is your life matching up with the word? Look, that is why you need personal devotion. That is why you need Sunday school. To know what the Bible says about you. This whole Bible is a universal book. It's for the world, though. Look, the occult use it. Juju people use it. Shrine, they use it. Everywhere, they use it. Unbelievable, all religions, they use it. It is a universal book. And even for the church. As I'm preaching right now, but inside this Bible, your messages are here. There are some words that are in this Bible They are personally for you. They are for you. They are meant for Akos. They are meant for Kofi. They are meant for somebody. Yes. There are some words that I hear clearly. I read those words every day. Because that is how you prosper. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need personal intimacy. Hallelujah. 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 There is a price to pay. Oh, I have sacrificed. It's a done deal. Yes, but there is a price to pay after sacrifice. They say we should give, I've given. Yes, there is still a price to pay. Why is it that you shouldn't sow and go and sleep? You shouldn't give and go and sleep. You shouldn't receive the word and go and sleep. Psalm 68 verse 11. Give me Psalm 68 verse 11. Psalm 68 verse 11 in King James. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who published it. Listen to me. Anytime a prophetic word is given to you, like I'm preaching right now, and I look into your face, say, my brother, the Lord is saying this. That word, there are five people who heard it. There are five people who heard that word. You, to whom the word is given. The devil also heard it. Familiar spirit around you, they heard it. Nature heard it. The sun, the moon, the star, the earth, they heard that word. Angels also heard it. That's what Psalm 68 verse 11 says. Great is the multitude that carried. So you see, angels are going to start enforcing the word. Yes, nature is going to start enforcing the word. But demons and familiar spirit, they are going to distract you from that word. They are going to allow your wife to get you angry. They are going to open your ears. Did you hear the one what pastor said? The thing pastor is saying is about you. It's about you. Are you just sitting there? Won't you get angry? That's all. The demon has finished you. They have distracted you. Look, the example pastor gave is your example. And you are still going there. And you are still sitting there. Finish. The devil has finished you. The devil has finished. Look, listen. Why is it that we have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed? Let me tell you something simple. If God is against you, the only thing you can do is to make amends. I'm telling you. Stop running around. Because anywhere you go, they will tell you what you want to hear. They won't tell you the solution when God is against you. He said, I will put a lying spirit in them. In his prophet. I will put a lying spirit. Everywhere you go, they are telling you the same thing. But no solution attached. Because that is what you want to hear. But that is not the solution. Look, if God wants to destroy, that's all he does. Yes, he put a lying spirit. Every time, immediately you appear, you have to say, hey, that lady at the back, hey, that man, there, so, so, and so. That is about the 10th time you are hearing that thing. That is the 10th time you are hearing that thing. That may not be the real solution. It's because God is dealing with your rebellion. He's dealing with your disobedience. He's dealing with something in your life to prove to you that you can't run away from him. Hallelujah. Now, there is a corporate price and responsibility. And there is an individual price and responsibility. There is a price we need to pay as a group, as a church, for our clearance and possibility, for our team. The team, the word that has come, is a passionate expression of God's intention. Anytime the word comes, that is passionate expression of God's intention for that church or for that group of people or for that individual. So as a church, we have a corporate responsibility. Do you think I don't want to sleep? You don't know what it is to be a slave to Christ. When I want to rest more, God said, organize prayer. Lead. lead. You think I don't have people to bring to come and lead and teach? Organize and lead. From Monday till tonight, 11:30 to 12, I've been leading. I thought I wanted Pastor Roger to lead last night. God said, lead through. Lead through. And I don't know where I get the strength from. 11:30 to 12:30, I was here. I got home 1 a.m. I slept 2 a.m. I woke up 5 a.m. I have preached first service. I am now preaching hot second service. Where from that energy? Where from that grace? It's from the Lord. It's from the Lord. Do you think I don't want to rest? Do you think I don't want to sleep? There is a price to pay. And somebody will pay this price and you think he will die easily. He will pay this price and you think if everybody is dying, God will not save the person. No way. God will make sure that he protects you, he keeps you, he secures you. Hallelujah. What price are you paying? What price are you paying? What price? What do you have in mind? The Bible says Solomon had in mind to construct a temple. What do you have in mind for God? Hey, what do you have in mind for the house of God? What do you have in mind for the altar? What do you have in mind for the servant of God? What do you have in mind? Me. Yes, Matthew chapter 20. Let's look at it. Matthew 20. Matthew 20 from verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She says unto him, grant these my two sons. Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink the cup that I shall drink and of that to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. To sit there, you need to pay a higher price. A price with your life. The mother of John and James went to Jesus. Look, I've worked with people and I know that people can be selfish. Wise, some of us are thinking about the church. We are thinking generally what we can do for everybody to benefit. Some people are thinking for themselves, their wife and children alone. Selfish. I am not saying that it's bad to think for yourself and your wife and children. No. But I know people. Look, when it comes to matters of themselves, but when it comes to things of God, they are sideways. I went to dedicate somebody's property. And I said, are you saying this thing belongs to you? Say yes. Are you saying this thing belongs to you? I said, I'll go and check your tithe card. I'll go and check your tithe card. Because I have never seen that young man come forward for anything. He walks around diba like that, sideways. Badi sideways like that. Yes, when we are doing things, it's always sideways. But if you see the thing that young man has done, I say, you see, you are part of the selfish ones. You are thinking about yourself. Me. So the mother of James and John went to Jesus. Let my two sons sit at your right place. Jesus said, you don't know what you're asking. There is a cup. Can Can you drink the cup? Can you be baptized with that baptism? They say, yes, we can. That was why they cut off the head of James in Acts chapter 12. Yes, that was why they cut off his head. He said, yes, we will drink. We can drink. He said, okay, you will drink indeed. But to sit there, it's only for somebody. It's not for me to determine. Look, watch your words. Watch your words. Israel, in some years past, Germany killed about 1 million Jews. Eh? 6 million. I think 6 million Jews, eh? Is it 6 million? Yes, 6 million. That was so much. And you know, they were paying a price for what they said about Jesus. Whether Barabbas or Jesus were to be released. Eh? Barabbas. They say, oh, release Barabbas. Say, what do we do? What do I do then with Jesus? He said, crucify him. Then they added, his blood will be on our heads and on our children. That's why Israel will never have peace until Jesus comes. Let his blood be on our head and on our children. Please. When you have children, you don't talk by heart. When you have a generation, when you have people coming out of you, you don't do anything you want to do. You don't talk anything you want to talk. You may be dead and gone, but your children will be paying the price. That's why some of us are still paying the price of our ancestors. We are still paying the price. We are still paying the price. We are still paying the price. There is a price to be paid. Anytime the word of God goes, or God gives you an instruction, ask God, what price should I pay? Don't sleep over your word, because you are not the only person who receives it. As an individual, let me mention some of the prizes. The price of fervent prayer, number one. Number two, the price of watchfulness. The price of sustaining the sacrifice. Keeping the sacrifice. Don't let anything come and destroy your effort. The price of setting yourself apart. The price of being faithful to the end. The price of maintaining the standard. Let me just bring this in. Now there is a cliche. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. Listen to me, you are not everybody. People are fornicating. People are drinking, especially the youth. Oh, that group called the Deans. We have set a trap for you. The trap has caught you, Deans. The trap has caught you now. The trap has caught you. Yes. You see, ladies, they are doing things. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. Listen to me. There is a message called the remnant. The remnant. You are not everybody. You are not everybody. And who told you that everybody is doing it? God shocked Elijah. When Elijah thought that I am the only one left, God said, who told you? 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. Say, who told you are the only one left? I have 7,000 people who have never bowed down. I have 7,000 people. Who tells you that there is no virgin? There are still virgins. There are still virgins. There are still virgins. There are still people who fear God, who love God. Not everybody is doing it. Keep on encouraging yourself that everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. When the devil is wasting your life, your men are drinking. Your men are fornicating. Your men are living anyhow. Every chief executive will never give a job to a woman or a lady without sleeping with her. Without sleeping with her. You should be a different chief executive. You should be the only person who gives a job to a lady without
doing that, make a difference. Make God proud. Make Him proud. Make Him proud. Make Him proud. In fact, one day my brother said something and tears dropped from my father's eyes. And I also shed tears. He said, look, he realized that all the people he goes to play football with, after playing, everyone, they go their way. And he realized that everybody he has played with, they all have houses, their parents. They go into their house, but he go into hall and chamber, rented. Look, everybody has his way. We are not the same. Our destinies are not the same. Look, our end, I told somebody how his end will be. I have seen people's end. People started very well, but how they ended badly. I have seen people driving Mercedes Benz, and I saw the way they ended. I have seen people build churches. I have seen people who serve, and they end badly. Some of them were paralyzed. Why? They couldn't protect their sacrifice. They couldn't pay the price. They couldn't set themselves apart. They want to be like everybody. Let me tell you, all of us sitting here or watching by online, we shall not die the same day. I'm telling you, we shall not die the same day. And the way we shall die, God has told me. He has told me how many years I will live. If I keep myself well, He has told me the year. How many years I will live on earth and die if I keep my body well. If I don't keep my body well too, He has told me. He has told me. I know. Yes. So I am working my things towards that. Why is it that you don't know? If you are really close to God and you are intimate with God and you are pleasing Him, God should be able to tell you everything. He should be able to tell you everything. Even the day that you die, God should tell you how you die. I know how I will die. I know how I will die. I know. I know. He has told me, He has shown me how I will die. I know. That's the program He has made for me. I know. Why is that you don't know? So when I'm walking, look, one day, it was as if my heart was failing. I was walking. I had worked. We have done, it was August. I led the prayer through and I said, God, as I was walking, I was thinking, what about if my heart fails? Then the Lord said, who holds your heart? I am the one who is holding your heart. Your heart will never fail. That was when I got to know that I shall never die of heart attack. I shall never die of any heart problem. Let me tell you, you will never die of heart attack. You will never die of that disease. Because God is the holder of your life and your heart. Hallelujah. Make a difference. Don't be in the bandwagon of everyone is doing it. The price of maintenance, the price of perseverance, the price of purity and righteousness, the price of passionate commitment to the end, like Elisha, the price of unswerving faith, the price of self-denial. There are things you need to deny yourself for some time for your dream to become a reality. The price of waiting, the price of enduring the pain of mentorship. The pain of mentorship. The pain involved when you are being trained. The pain involved. Yes. Some people could not endure. And sometimes the congregation will help people not to endure. Oh, look at the way pastor talked to you. Look at the way pastor is treating you. Look at the way this. And because of that, that's why we have all kinds of pastors. I don't want to mention any category. We have all kinds of men of God who are giving God a bad name. Do you know something? They started well. They were genuine. Some of these people you call false prophets, Some of them started very well. Some of them really had the call of God on their lives. But instead of serving under a senior pastor to train them, they started to be on their own. And very soon the oil started drying off. The anointing started drying off. And so they have to veer into other powers to keep themselves moving. Some of them took congregations, led them astray. Oh, this man, did you see the way he talked to you the other day on the pulpit? Did you see the way he raised his hand? Did you see how he shouted? Did you hear how he shouted at you? And you are still under him, and you are still this. If you are not wise, like it happened to some of us, if you are not wise, you see, then I am leaving. My former church. What that man, the training that man gave us. The man who came to sit here. The training that man gave us. Reverend Kwanza is here. He's a product from North Kaneshi. He has trained over 200 pastors. None of them leaves him peacefully. None of them leaves him without pain. He will do something to you, eh? For years, you don't want to hear his name. 2008, when God said, go and pay your first rule, I said, what? To who? God, give me another man of God. That man, God said, he trained you. I used him to beat nonsense out of you. I used him to knock out stupidity out of you. I used him to knock out pride out of you. All the things he took you through, I use him to knock them out of you because of how far I am sending you. That's why I'll be able to survive in this environment. That's how I'll be able to survive all manner of attacks, all manner of challenges, because tough training, easy battle. Tough training, easy battle. Tough training, easy battle. Some of you have help some young men. You spoken words into their ears. Those days, people will be telling me, won't you leave this church? We will help you to establish your church. We will buy a land for you. The Lord will tell me, don't mind them. The same people, when they lead you out, they will leave you out. They will talk you to leave. After that, they will leave you out. Even when they follow you, after some time, they will go back. They'll go back. Watch. People leave and follow people. When the oil there is dry, they will go back. They will go back. Very soon you see, those who have left like that, their oil have started drying. Get connected. The price of enduring the training of mentorship. Some of you are working under somebody. Some of you are an apprentice. Within a short time, you begin to think about the money that your boss is making. You are calculating the amount. And when you look at how much you are being paid, this man is making so much. There was one time I used to send somebody to bank. I used to send somebody to bank. It just occurred to me, stop sending this person to bank. I say, why? The Lord said, I say, stop sending. Begin to go to bank yourself or change him. Not knowing that anytime I give him a check, go and pay or go and cash a check. So pastor has this money. So this, so that. You don't even know the history. Please watch the one who is paying your checks. What the one you send to bank. What the one that you involve into your financial dealings. Pray for them all the time. Because you don't know what goes on in their mind. They are just natural and physical. Some things should be very, very secretive. Sacrifice to go to bank yourself. Sacrifice to do things yourself. Somebody has been paying my tithe. One day I signed my tithe for something. When he came, they come and say, pastor, you pay tithe. I say, shut up. Shut up. You are being tempted. You are being tempted. The tithe you see there, the tithe you see that I pay is about 4 times the tithe I should pay. So divide that amount you see by 4. That is what I should actually pay. But by faith, I have challenged God not to pay only 10%. So I increase it. That's what we are seeing. But that is not how much I earn. And I spoke to the person and said, okay, I understand. People are no more prepared to pay the price. Say, Lord, help me to pay the price. The next one, the price of being a remnant, that is making a difference among all. Ho, everyone is doing it. Ho, is the order of the day. Don't let that be said of you. Don't let that be said of you. It will shock you that not everyone is doing it. It will shock you that not everyone is corrupt. It will shock you that not everyone is a drunkard. It will shock you that not everyone is a womanizer, like some of our people are doing. Not everyone is a backslider. Not everyone has fallen. No. They might have talked you into it just to get you involved, to destroy you, but they themselves are not involved. Now, finally, what is our responsibility for clearance? 1 Corinthians 10:23. Yes. Every word, you have a responsibility. You have received a command to proceed. You have been cleared to proceed. You have been cleared for possibility. However, as you proceed, proceed cautiously. Proceed carefully. Proceed with restraint. Proceed with discretion. Proceed with wisdom. Proceed prayerfully. Proceed in humility. You need these things yourself. Oh, now I can eat everything, but not everything you should eat. Not every time you should eat, you will die. Oh, at the wedding, the pastor said, now I can kiss my bride. She's not mine. So because of that, every day sex, morning, afternoon, evening, he said, you will die. You will die. You need discretion. You need restraint. You have been clear to what? Proceed, but you need wisdom. If you are just going without a break, without discipline, you would die. You would die. Say, Lord, help me to know the price that I should pay. Help me to know the price that I should pay. Let me share this with you. I didn't share it with the morning people to end it. Listen to me. There is a temptation here. There is somebody online who is asking that question. You have been asking that question. The Lord said, address somebody online. Everybody, listen to me. When you are tempted to think that you are giving too much, when you are tempted to think that you are doing something enough, you have prayed enough, you have given enough, you have done so-and-so enough, remember the story of the bowl with marks on it. A lady who was all over the place. She was the mother of the church. And things started going like this, worse. She was crying to God. Why is it that things are like this? Then God gave her a dream. She saw a golden bowl. And there were marks in it. And somebody started pouring liquid. Different kind. When the liquid got to the first mark, it changed color. Second mark, a different color. Third mark, a different color. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, there are levels in everything. That bowl, that mark is the level for everything. So, when you think that you have given enough, there are levels. When you think you have prayed enough, there are levels. When you think you have done this enough, there are levels. There are levels. The first service, they didn't hear this one. But this is a revelation for you, the second service. Yes. Why your prayer must be, there is a level where your thing must be to deliver. Yes, there is a level. The angel said to her, there are levels where your prayer must reach to release the answer. There is a level where your giving must reach. There is a level where your sacrifice must reach. There is a level where your commitment must reach. There are levels. So until there is a level of your obedience, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, there is a level for your obedience. There is a level for your perseverance, Hebrews 12, 2. There is a level for your righteousness, Matthew 5, 20. There is a level for your faith, Hebrews 11, 32 to 38. There is a level where your prayer must reach to deliver. In Revelation 5, 8, there is a bowl that contains prayer. Our prayers, they go there and fill the place. Say, Lord, help me to get to my level. Shall we rise up right now? Shall we rise up right now? Shall we rise up right now? Say, Lord, help me to know what I should sacrifice, the sacrifice I should make, and help me to continue to pay the price. Help me to continue to pay the price. Say, oh Lord, help me to protect my sacrifice. Help me to protect my sacrifice against vultures, 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 against vultures. In Jesus' name. I've been telling my wife that if she can give me an opportunity. In fact, it pains me that we have changed these chairs into single chairs. At least we should have those benches around. Because sometimes I want to come and sleep on them. I want to come and sleep on those benches. Because I don't want to forget where I came from. I don't want to forget that I slept on benches in a chapel of Kanisha Assemblies of God. There was a time I slept in the house. But when I had a call, I had to go and sleep on benches. Look, never forget where you are coming from. Some people, when I look at them, that's why God doesn't bless us. A little blessing, their walking change. Their voices change. Their everything. Look, nothing of mine has changed. Nothing of the Laliboja has changed. Nothing has changed. Look, let God give me an aeroplane. I won't change. I'm telling you. Let God give me an aeroplane. I will not change. For the negative. Some of you, even mobile phone can change you. Mobile phone. Mobile phone. iPhone something. When they hold it, they shake it like when they are walking. I mean, oh my God. I don't get closer to such people. No. If my wife will allow me, I want to come. I will make two benches. I will pay for them and keep them somewhere. Sometimes I will come and sleep on them. Sometimes I pour curry in the cup, pour water, and I start eating. My children look at me and say, Daddy, what is it? I say, I want to remember those days. Hey, I want to remember those days. I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be fooled thinking that you have arrived. Hey, you haven't. There are levels. If you think you have given enough, there are levels. If you think you have prayed enough, there are levels. If you think you have been faithful enough, there are levels. If you think you have been committed enough, there are levels.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Whosoever